the Sally Ann Podcast.
Hello, my name is Sally Ann Rogers. I am here with Neil of Helping Hands, and today this is the first episode of the Sally Ann Podcast. We are going to start off light with discussing Christmas and all the lovely shenanigans I got up to this week. So, Neil, have you got any questions for me?
Do you like Christmas?
Yes, I absolutely love it. My favourite part about it is I really like the sensory aspect. I like the food. I like the music. It's just all around a happy time, you know. Regardless of your beliefs, you could just chill out. It's really nice and relaxing. Hot chocolate and stuff. I've been trying to avoid as much true crime as possible. Like this morning got upset because I had read a rather disturbing true crime case of Grace Packer, and it kind of like hit close to home for me. So I just, yeah. So today I'm just going to relax and I'm just going to try and avoid the negative and focus on the positive this season.
Yeah, yeah. And try and think all things festive, right? Because Christmas is the best time of year.
It is. It's undisputable. The nicest time. You've got the food. You've got the beautiful weather of snow as it falls on your window. Well, it's probably not going to happen in the UK. But snow, you've got everything, the aesthetics, the scents. You know, regardless of your beliefs, you could just go out, get yourself a nice hot chocolate sprinkled with myriad of toppings. And I just can't wait for Christmas.
Yeah. So good. It'd be nice to have a bit of snow, wouldn't it? We don't get a lot over here, but it'd be nice to have some, right?
It would be wonderful to have some. You know, you can basically all the stores now are offering these hot drinks. That's so good. A bit pricey, but they're so nice. And here's a reminder: visit your local coffee shop instead of going to big brands. Show them some love this Christmas. I do really like just the hot chocolates, the coffees. The matcha is so good as well, Black Sheep. Shout out to Black Sheep Coffee. They do amazing matcha alternatives to coffee. So good. It's way more healthier than having two coffees a day, to be honest.
As you're drinking one now.
That is funny. Any other questions?
What do you do at Christmas? What's your typical Christmas?
My typical Christmas is shopping. I'm running a bit low, so I'd be careful about that. Spending time with my family, opening up presents, having beautiful meals, sitting down, vibing with the aesthetic, chilling out, sitting on a chair, doing some colouring, just chilling out, listening to something positive. Modding as well. I'm big into Skyrim modding. Like, my big build is going to be an elf. So kind of like a survival.
What's modding?
Oh, modding is when you take a game such as Skyrim or even Fallout and you basically mods allow you to edit the game's code in order to change it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Game developers allow you to do that nowadays. A big example is Fallout series.
So you modify games, do you?
Yeah, I basically download mods created by mod authors. I wish I was as talented. I mean, I am talented in some ways, but I wish I could go on a PC and make mods, but making mods is so arduous. I literally download those mods and I edit it with texture packs, with quests, and my newest build is going to be an elf, so it's kind of festive, kind of survival, kind of snow, kind of make everything so nice and festive in my little way. Just add a bit of an aesthetic, a bit of a vibe, which I like.
What's on your Christmas list this year?
A lot of makeup, a lot of artistic pens and pencils. Been trying to be good to save money, so I have a lot of stuff that I would otherwise spend money on that Christmas list. So I have a lot of pens, a lot of art supplies, a lot of makeup, a lot of things that would also be beneficial as well, such as a lot of smoothie maker, that kind of thing. I've got a lot of nice stuff that I really want to try out, so that's cool. A bunch of new pens and pencils. I really can't wait to just, like, alcohol markers. They might seep through the page, but they're so satisfying. You can blend. Oh my God, they're so amazing.
What's the best thing to buy at the moment in the shops? What do the shops have out for Christmas?
For Christmas, it depends on what you really want, really. For pens, I would say the most cheapest option is Scribblicious. The Scribblicious brand. You can easily get them from the works. It's so good, so versatile. You can get fine liner. You can get... what's the other pens? You can get dual tip. You can get any of those types, really. They're kind of cheap. Amazon, I would say they are a bit more on the expensive side, but they are worth the price. Like £15 for a pack of 20 dual tip markers, they are worth the price, really, to be honest. If you're looking for clothing, stay away from stores like Temu and Shein if you want to stay on the ethical side and you also want good quality. Go to a good brand that is ethical. I can't really name anything on the top of my head, but charity shops are a good bet, because here's a controversial fact, but some of the best clothes I've found have been from charity shops, because you know they have been given with absolute kindness. Yes, their origins might not be so ethical if they come from big brands, but in the end of the day, at least that was given by somebody with a bit of heart who wants to give back to the community. It feels good. You know, it feels good. It kind of has a bit of heart to it.
And it's recycling, right?
Oh, yes, it is brilliant. It's recycling. Some of the best clothing sets I've got have been from charity shops. I've gotten stuff which would normally cost me £25 to get in the shops. I've seen absolute beautiful clothing for sale, and it's amazing too. My biggest guilt is probably Primark, only because I don't have a lot of money. Primark is cheap. It is classed as fast fashion, which isn't so ethical, but then again, it is the cheapest thing I could find. It's a real shame that fast fashion gives us this option, but then again, it's not always the most ethical choice. In terms of if you want to go out for a lunch break, if you live around the Peterborough area, I would suggest Bean Around. Bean Around is so good. It's owned by a family. It's owned by a family. They're really nice. They offer Italian foods, Italian coffee. It's just basically Italian everything. If you want to... another good choice is Bewitched. Bewitched is small, yes, but it's also very much great for students. Great for anyone who just wants to sit down and relax. Black Sheep Coffee, as previously mentioned, is amazing. Like, their matcha drinks are to... They're so good, the matcha drinks at Black Sheep. Like... And I'm also quite good for their price as well. The matcha waffles are really nice. They're Norwegian-style waffles. They also have great healthy options. They sell smoothie bowls. They sell acai bowls, compared to the more fast foody aesthetic of Starbucks, which I must say, Starbucks has kind of lost its soul for me. Like, I used to love Starbucks, but it kind of died down. I started drinking more matcha.
Yeah. And what's the sort of foods that you like over Christmas?
I really like roast dinners. I love it when you just eat the chicken and the skin falls off the bone and you just taste the tender meat. Pork scratchings I like some of them. Love mashed potatoes. My mum makes the best Yorkshire puddings in the world. Shout out to my mum. You make the best Yorkshire puddings in the world. Don't ever stop. Those Yorkshire puddings and that gravy is to die for. Not literally, but it's so good. Mashed potatoes are really nice. Betsy's is a great brand. For desserts, I like tiramisu. I really like Eton Mess. I've been getting into creme brulee. And I've been really wanting to try... what is it called? A hazelnut spread from M&S, but it's so pricey. I've been seeing it and apparently it tastes like the filling of a Kinder Bueno. And it's like, I love that, but it's also like, is it could be worth the money? It's so good. As for drinks, I like non-alcoholic wine. I'm actually allergic to red wine, not so fun fact. I like that. As for tea and for coffee, I've been really big into matcha. So instead of having a gingerbread latte, I've been having a gingerbread matcha or a white chocolate mint matcha from Black Sheep. It's so good. It's worth every sip. You do have to stir it a little bit, but my God, is it worth every sip. And it's also low calorie for those out there who want to watch their calories. It's low calorie. It's great. It's so good. As for sundries, like lunches, I really like... I really like turkey sandwiches. I love turkey. Turkey's kind of a good meat for me. I've not really tried it, but I do like turkey. I was big into turkey bacon like 5 or 6 years ago. Have you ever tried turkey bacon?
Is it good?
It's good. It's a good pork alternative. If you don't really eat pork, it's a great pork alternative.
You don't like pork?
I do, but I try not to eat it as much. Right. It's... For me, I don't really like it, but it's also like I've eaten it so much in my life that, you know, I just can't tell the difference between it and other meats. Mm.
So that's your food, your drink. That's what you like over Christmas, and also some shopping ideas there. So when does Christmas start for Sally Ann? When do you start getting into the mood?
December. But I'm feeling a bit Christmassy now because it's getting at the end of November and it's my baby niece's birthday on the 30th. My little baby niece, she's turning one. So happy Christmas to her. She's over in America. Happy Christmas, Shasha. Happy Christmas. And happy birthday, kiddo. It officially starts for me in December because that's the month... Really, ideally, it should really be in November because that's when you do your Christmas shopping. But December is when the advent calendars come out. It's when you get your nice, cozy Christmas sweaters, when it starts to settle and snow in other places. And it's just the overall vibe changes, you know.
If you could make your own advent calendar.
Oh, boy.
What would it be?
Food-based, I would make it be Kinder Bueno chocolate. I'd just make it be Kinder Bueno chocolate, and in the middle be like popping candy. And it's like, Advent calendar chocolate always tastes different from normal chocolate. It just tastes different. I don't know if it's the placebo effect or it tastes even different. It tastes so nice. For non-food, it would either be a makeup little thing, so like little tiny little cute little bits of makeup, or tiny little cute little mochi toys, like the toys you get in Japan. Mm. They're tiny little cute little mochi balls and a tiny little squeezy little sensory toys. That'd be kind of cute.
Oh, wicked. So what have you got coming up for the next week, Sally
next
Ann?
Next week, trying to save money. Next week, I have meetings. I have some modding to do. I have some art. I have... to do my food shop. I've got Helping Hands again, and I have, what else do I have? Obviously, I've got my, and I'm really happy, shout out to my psychiatrist, you are really helping me out, really, thank you. I'm just chilling out, trying to save money, a bit hard, but it's getting there.
Busy, busy, busy girl.
Busy lady.
Right, so for all those that haven't listened, obviously this is the first one, so moving forward we're going to make this a regular thing, shall we? Yes, we are.
That'll be a great opportunity to get to know my audience, get to have feedback. Anything you want to know, just say it, preferably a week in advance so we can plan things. Anyway, this has been the Sally Ann Rogers podcast. Magustalations.
The Sally Ann podcast.